You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. In the aftermath of ongoing geopolitical disturbances, India's defense sector has emerged as a beacon of strength. While the stock markets have been grappling with the uncertainties of post-war repercussions, a handful of defense stocks have defied the trend, presenting a unique opportunity for investors. This surge in defense stocks can be attributed to a series of strategic moves and developments within the Indian defense sector. The initiative aims to bolster domestic manufacturing capabilities and reduce dependence on foreign arms, has played a vital role. Several high-profile deals ranging from technology transfers to arms manufacturing have contributed to the strengthening of India's defense system, further fueling investor confidence. The focus on developing indigenous capabilities stimulates innovation, enhancing the overall quality of defense products. Moving on to investment in real estate, the world of real estate is multifaceted, with each property and location offering its own set of advantages and challenges. Navigating this intricate landscape requires a thoughtful approach, considering various factors that influence the outcomes of your investments. Real estate investments come in a myriad of forms, each offering distinct prospects in terms of ROI. From residential properties to commercial spaces, each category presents its own potential for growth. Before embarking on any investment, a prudent investor delves into the intricacies of the property type to align it with their financial objectives. The investment in real estate sector is not a singular decision, but a culmination of several factors. Next up, the Accredited Employer Work Visa, which is the main temporary work visa in New Zealand. It is an employer-led work visa process for hiring foreign workers. It is intended to put New Zealanders first in line for jobs, while also making it simpler for firms to hire talented foreigners in areas where true skill or labor shortages exist. It also aids in fight against migrant exploitation by requiring only accredited firms to hire migrant workers. The AEWV has replaced the previous Essential Skills Work Visa, which required checks on the employer when a migrant applied for a visa. As of 24th October 2023, Immigration New Zealand (INZ) has approved 92,342 AEWV applications, and there are 29,549 accredited employers. Meanwhile, there is a noteworthy shift in passenger preferences in railway. Around 95.3% of the total 390.2 crore railway passengers between April and October 2023 chose general and sleeper classes, while a mere 4.7% opted for AC coaches, according to railway officials. This surge in the preference for general and sleeper classes marks a significant change in the dynamics of railway travel. Officials reported a substantial increase in the number of passengers choosing these classes between April and October this year compared to the corresponding period last year. The railways disclosed that it catered to a total of 390.2 crore passengers across categories in the 7 months of 2023. It also noted an increase in the number of daily trains compared to pre-COVID days. Moving on, WhatsApp plans to empower businesses with enhanced communication tools. In this effort, WaBeta Info reports that the chat company, in the version 2.23.24.22, has brought a new feature known as marketing messages. This latest addition, spotted in the WhatsApp Business Beta for Android, shows up in the Business Tools tab. It allows businesses to efficiently schedule and customize messages for a more personalized customer experience. According to WaBeta Info, this feature enables businesses to tailor their outreach strategies. The companies can analyze the performance of their messages and gain valuable insights to enhance their interactions with customers. The report suggests that to utilize this optional feature, businesses may incur a fee, the amount of which may vary by country. Now in Delhi, pollution as a people woke up breathing issue as a thick layer of smog veiled the city on Thursday morning, with air quality plummeting to severe levels across various parts of the city. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Thursday marks the seventh severe air day this month in the national capital. The air quality at 7 a.m. in Bawana was recorded as 442, Jahangirpuri at 441, Dwarka at 416, Alipur at 415, and near the Delhi airport, the AQI stood at 401. A study analyzing PM2.5 data for 11 capital cities revealed that 9 out of 11 state capitals experienced increased pollution in the initial 12 hours post-Diwali celebrations compared to the previous year. Lastly, let's see how the market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 jumped 89.75 points, or 0.44%, to settle at 19,765.20, while the BSE Sensex jumped 306.55 points or 0.47% to 65,982.48. The broader indices ended largely in positive territory, with gains led by mid-cap and small-cap. Bank Nifty Index dipped 40.15 points or 0.09% to settle at 44,161.55. IT and healthcare stocks outperformed. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.